And good morning. It's 11 o'clock, actually 11:01 here in the Pacific Time Zone. You're listening to Spokane Public Radio's Piano Bench program. Our guest in the studio is Dr. Judith Shefflin, who is a piano professor at Whitworth University. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to first and foremost say thank you so much to Whitworth for facilitating this and making it all possible, because we have students who have come to perform on not one but two pianos. And so the courtesy of Whitworth that we, at least temporarily, this is one of those things, could get to be a habit, you know, of having two pianos here in the studio. And they have prepared a very varied program. Could you introduce the first piece and we'll just get underway?
The first piece is a very well-known Bach Sicilian from one of his flute sonatas, and this is for eight hands. And we have two teams that normally play together separately, and that is Carly Bear and Jeb McGlinchey, who are both from Snohomish area, so they go by the Snohomish duo title, and Sydney Gates and Esther Tsai.
All right, here we go with music by Sebastian Bach. Very lovely approach to that piece, a great, wonderful delicacy to it.
It is. It's very elegant.
Yeah, very elegant piece and really a lot of fun to listen to. These students of yours, when they come to your class, have, well, I'm sure it spans the gamut, but unlikely that the duos that form were together before they came to class, so it's a new thing for them.
That's one of the challenges, is fitting the number of students who sign up for the class and try to find the right pairings, mm-hmm. not just personality, but technical, musical abilities, you know, advancement level and mm-hmm. so forth. And this group that we have today, these four teams, just seem to be really well matched.
That's great. Playing solo is one thing, but playing in a duo situation is an order of magnitude difference, I think. And what your thoughts on that?
It's very challenging because you've got sound going in different directions, mm-hmm. Which makes it difficult to hear each other. Plus, you have pedal times two, everything times two. And so it takes a lot of listening, particularly, which is one of the benefits of doing a class like mm-hmm. this, mm-hmm. is that learning to listen in a very different way from when you're playing with other instrumentalists or a singer or something like that.
And so let's listen to
Old Forge Festival Polka by Arthur Frackenpole.
Okay, let's give a listen. Thank you. Old Forge Festival Polka, music by the American composer and arranger Arthur Frackenpohl, played by the Wenatchee Duo, Devin McAllister and Christina Locatelli. We're going to move right ahead now with our next duo, and this is the Snohomish Duo of Carly Bear and Jeb McClinchy. They're going to do two pieces from Microcosmos, which is, of course, a collection for solo piano. These are pieces that were arranged by Béla Bartók, the composer for two pianos. Again, this is the Wenatchee Duo. Two arrangements by Béla Bartók, Short Canon and Its Inversion, and New Hungarian Folk Song, played, therefore, by the Snohomish Duo, Carly Bear and Jeb McClinchy. Students from Dr. Judith Shefflin's duo piano class at Whitworth University. We are celebrating two pianos, we are celebrating the music for them, and we're celebrating the next upcoming generation of musicians in this program, a very special piano bench program here on Spokane Public Radio. This is the Trumbo Pratt duo, which is Audrey Pratt and Grace Trumbo. They're going to be playing for us here some music of Alice Jordan, an American composer, and it's simply called Three for Two. Reflection, Desolation, and Celebration, the three pieces. Three for Two by Alice Jordan, played by the Trumbo Pratt duo. Thank you. music by the American composer Alice Jordan, played there by Audrey Pratt and Grace Trumbo, 3-2. We're going to call back the Wenatchee duo of Devin McAllister and Christina Locatelli. This time around, they're going to do music by American composer Richard Rodney Bennett. This is the Divertimento for two pianos. Again, Christina Locatelli and Devin McAllister. And two pieces from the Divertimento for Two Pianos by Richard Rodney Bennett, the Samba Triste and Ragtime Waltz, played by Christina Locatelli and Devin McAllister, a.k.a. the Wenatchee Duo. All right, we turn now to our Snohomish duo of Carly Bear and Jeb McClinchy, and turn to music not of this country, but of France, and a familiar name to pianist Cécile Chaminade. This is both ends of the day, Le Matin and Le Soir. Again, our players are Carly Bear and Jeb McClinchy. Thank you. really nice playing there by the Snohomish duo, Carly Bear and Jeb McClinchy, two sophomores at Whitworth University, part of Dr. Judith Shefflin's piano duo class. They're in our Spokane Public Radio studios this morning, and we're just delighting in hearing from them. And we have to move along here so we can get everything in by noon, but Judith, we were both remarking how well these two meld as a musical team. It's really, and they've been, this is their second year.
This is three of the teams are here on the second year, and the other team of Pratt and Trumbull actually are just new this semester.
All right. And we're going to turn now to the one duo we've not heard from, which is the Tsai Gates duo, Esther Tsai and Sydney Gates. And they are going to play for us here some Broschen music by Anton Arensky, the suite for two pianos number one, the waltz from that suite. Again, Sydney Gates and Esther Tsai.
Thank you.
Waltz there by Anton Arensky from his suite for two pianos, number one, played by the Gatesai duo, Sidney Gates and Esser Tsai. And sadly, it comes time for the last selection, but what a selection it is. Sidney Gates and Esser Tsai remain at the piano, joined, however, by Jeb McClinchy and Carly Baer. And we will bring the gates down with this one. This is The Great Gate of Kiev by Modest Mazursky from, of course, Pictures and an Exhibition. Have it. The Great Gate of Kiev by Modest Mazursky, played by members of Dr. Judith Shefflin's piano duo class. And Judith, thank you so much for making this all happen.
Well, it's been our pleasure, and we appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
And I have to do it again one of these days. That'd be super.
It'd be great.
And thanks to members of the class, thanks to Whitworth University as well, and the piano technician Scott Coles. Team effort that makes all of this happen. And it's happened on the stations of Spokane Public Radio on the piano bench. This is KPBX Spokane, KIBX Bonners Ferry, KLGG Kellogg, KOMQ OMAC, KPBG Oroville, KTWP Twisp, and KPBW Brewster. Also translator stations throughout the Inland and Northwest, and streaming audio from SpokanePublicRadio.org.